For WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael. It's that time of year. Time when outdoor fresh food markets reopen. Time when you may be asked to send a dish to your kid's end of school year event. Time when you might have to help your service group or house of worship with a spaghetti dinner fundraiser or the like. Or maybe you're making an Easter dinner for your relatives. Whatever it is, do you know how to prepare food safely? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 1 out of every 6 Americans get sick from a foodborne disease each year. Roughly 48 million people. For some, the situation turns fatal.
About 3,000 people die each year due to foodborne illness.
That's Leetta Bird, food safety educator with the Kalamazoo office of the Michigan State University Extension Service. I recently sat down with Bird to find out more about food safety tips for everyday citizens. This Thursday, March 21st, in Battle Creek, Bird will be offering a 2-hour afternoon class designed especially for the general public and civic groups. It's called Cooking for Crowds. Welcome to WMUK.
Glad to be here.
I was reading about salmonella poisoning. For every person with salmonella illness that has been confirmed by a lab test, there's about another 30 people with salmonella illnesses that are not reported.
Well, it's very interesting because if you should have foodborne illness, it can appear physically anywhere from 30 minutes to 50 days. It can just come and go, and people don't really realize that it was foodborne illness.
So what are the symptoms?
Maybe you might have mild stomach cramping. There might be diarrhea. If it's severe enough, you could have hives. You could have the closing of the throat.
How do you know that you should go to the hospital?
I think that if you're vomiting, you have diarrhea, you have hot and cold sweats, that's an indication that you should see a doctor. And if it's severe enough, you should go to the ER.
Words that we hear a lot, salmonella poisoning and E. coli contamination.
With E. coli, normally that's going to be associated with rare cooked ground beef. And it can be in ground meats that have been processed, especially beef, that fecal matter has gotten into the ground beef.
So now let's talk about salmonella poisoning.
Normally with salmonella, that's going to be found in your poultry, and that includes eggs, also sliced melons, that sort of thing. So that involves cooking food to proper temperatures to avoid salmonella and also E. coli.
As it regards fruit, what could we do on the prevention end?
We recommend that when you're preparing things like fresh melon, that you first wash your melons, use a scrub brush to get all debris, because again, whole fruits are usually grown close to the ground. You're picking up bacteria from the dirt that it's grown in.
What is it that people are going to learn in this class?
We're going to discuss how food can become contaminated. We're going to talk about the 3 conditions that lead to foodborne illness, and that's something that we call time temperature abuse. And that simply means that you want to make sure that cold food is indeed kept cold and hot food is indeed kept hot. We're going to talk about cross-contamination, which means that it's your job to make sure that ready-to-eat food, that means food that needs no further cooking, is kept separate from raw food that needs to be cooked. We're going to talk about poor personal hygiene. People who are going to work around food, they need to make sure that they're washing their hands frequently, that they wear clean clothes, that they're being aware of touching their hair, their skin, their body. If they're smoking, coughing, that all requires that you wash your hands.
I'm thinking of a couple of different settings. For example, let's just think about the office potluck. Outdoors at a picnic. Indoors versus outdoors. What specifically can you nail it down that we need to do?
Small potlucks in your home, in the office, usually have a smaller volume of food versus if you're giving a community dinner. So the things that you can do in your home is to make sure that kitchen is clean and sanitized, that you're using clean equipment, And once food is prepared, if it's supposed to be cold, that it goes under refrigeration. If you're holding food, that you're holding food at correct temperatures in your oven, that you're looking at the time that you prepare the food versus the time that the food is going to be served.
How long could the food sit out?
Usually this gets really sticky, especially during the holidays when people eat a big meal and then they come back and they essentially graze on food all day long. The rule of thumb is that food can be left out at room temperature for 2 hours. Then it needs to be packed up and put away in the refrigerator. But then it can be brought out as long as it's heated up before eating.
If the food is kept warm during serving, are you good?
It's recommended that a hot food be held at 135 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. We're going to talk about using food thermometers to check your food throughout the event to make sure that the food is served at proper temperatures.
The Michigan State Extension Services food safety educator, Lietta Bird, will teach the Cooking for Crowds class from 1 to 3 p.m. on Thursday, March 21st at the Calhoun County Department of Health in Battle Creek. There's a nominal charge. For a link to register and a longer version of this interview, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.